Wait for it, wait for it. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Hallo, ich bin der andere Army, David Guerra, und willkommen auf der 39. Folge der BerlinBrigade.com podcast. As I said, hello, I am the other American, David Guerra, and welcome to the 39th episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am also a former member of Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade, United States Army, and as always, I thank you for taking the time to join me today on this, the greatest podcast exclusively dedicated to all the men and women that ever served and supported the mission of the United States Army's most illustrious and most prestigious unit, the Berlin Brigade and the Berlin Command. I hope everyone continues to have a wonderful, wonderful, happy, and safe springtime 2012. Listen, there's plenty of great stuff, so without any further delay, los geht's mit diesem Podcast.
It's time for the special announcements!
Before we get into episode 39, I want to give out another great big thanks to my good friend Darren Taylor, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, for participating in the interview that we all heard in episode 38. Thanks a lot, Darren. Really appreciate your time. Also, be sure to keep us up to date as to what's going on over there at Pacific River and Measure It and all the other business ventures you got going on, and you've got a lot. So, keep us up to date. We're all curious. We all want to know. We're all rooting for you. So, again, thank you for your time. Thank you for everything. Now, let's dive right into the email. And from the Berlin Brigade email hopper? Our first email comes from a former member of a highly specialized group that was stationed in Berlin, and for security reasons, I will not mention his name. However, the email does read, "Greetings, I served in the PSSE unit that was after the Detachment A unit in Berlin, and we are researching for anything for our unit history stories, donations, articles, books, or other Berlin Brigade history that may include the PSSE unit. There were many sports activities as well as some unit competitions and official activities." Well, for those of you that don't know, PSSE stands for Physical Security Support Element. They're in Berlin, and they were there from about 84 to the very end of 94, so about a 10-year stint there in Berlin. If you have any of the requested info, if you know about such activities that the PSSE or Physical Security Support Element in Berlin had participated in, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and I will forward your info to the appropriate party, and then the two of you can make contact that way. But again, looking for something for the PSSE, Physical Security Support Element, and they're looking for anything that may apply to their unit history, stories, donations, articles, books, or any other Berlin Brigade history that may include the PSSE. This next message is for those of you in the greater Los Angeles, California area, or for those of you that are traveling to the Los Angeles, California area here within the next week, definitely within the weeks this week, from the German mission in the United States in Los Angeles, California. The Council General Wolfgang Drautz and Michael Kramer, a member of the European Parliament, invite you to join them for a conversation about what the Berlin Wall has come to mean for a younger generation of Germans and tourists to Berlin, as well as the ways in which the wall is still very much part of Berlin's urban policies and Los Angeles city landscape. And they're referring to the Wendes Museum's 10 Berlin Wall segments at 5900 Wilshire Boulevard there in Los Angeles. The point of departure for the discussion is the book The Berlin Wall Today, Remnants, Ruins, Remembrances, with a preface by Michael Kramer and photographs by Eva Schweitzer. This program is public, it's available to the public. It's an opportunity to celebrate Council General Wolfgang Drautz's contribution to the cultural interconnection between Los Angeles and Berlin, Germany, and the United States. Now, this is going to be a discussion and a reception, and this is going to be on Tuesday, May 8, 2012, at 4 p.m. That's when the discussion kicks off. 4 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, and 5:15 p.m., and that's when the reception kicks off. And again, this is all Pacific Time. So if you find yourself at the Wendes Museum, 5741 Buckingham Parkway, Suite E, Culver City, California, Well, you know what? The admission is free, but the space is limited, so they require reservations. So please respond by May 4. That's coming up here in a couple of days. May 4th is next Friday. It's going to be a Friday, so by then, definitely respond. And there's an email address, rsvp@vendemuseum.org, or by telephone number to 310-216-1600, extension 305. Free parking is available. Of course, this information, what I just read to you, is going to be in the show notes on the website. So again, if you missed it, there's a link to it on the website. Just go to it as soon as possible. Again, May 4th is the reservation cutoff time, so act fast if you're in the Los Angeles Culver City area. I'd love to hear if you went and you participated. I want to hear back from you. So if you end up going, let me know. Tell me what it was all about, and it'd be great to have a perspective of, say, a Berlin Brigade vet that was there. Our third email is way overdue, and I apologize to Jerry Glass and everyone at the Berlin Brats Alumni Association. Veterans, you might want to pass this along to your children that attended any of the U.S. schools in Berlin. The Berlin Brats Alumni Association is having their 2012 reunion in Washington, D.C. this July 5th through the 8th. At the Fairview Park Marriott Hotel in Falls Church, Virginia. It's a suburb of Washington, D.C. And I'll have a link to the reunion itinerary and registration form on the show notes page of the BerlinBrigade.com website on this show's webpage. I reviewed the itinerary for those 4 days, and it's, you know, the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And it is packed with plenty of activities, ranging from registration the first day to an icebreaker welcome reception that evening. And then, like, the following day, there's going to be a golf. It's an optional golf outing to Fort Belvoir, Virginia. A movie time in the afternoon is going to offer three short Berlin-related features. And the main feature is going to be a screening of the October 8th and 15th of 1961's Ed Sullivan Show. Two episodes of the Ed Sullivan Show. And those two episodes showcase Berlin after the wall went up, and the purpose was to show America what it was like for the American soldier and his family living in Berlin. The next feature will be Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North's War Stories segment, if you remember that on Fox News a while back, and the segment's going to be on the standoff at Checkpoint Charlie. And the third feature will be a 20-minute program titled Berlin Brats Purchase a Section of the Berlin Wall, Then Truck It Across America. And, wow, that's a lot for 2 days. I mean, that's wow. But, hey, it gets better, because on Saturday morning, July 7th, they're going to start the day with a Volksmarch, and that's what's planned, I guess, depending on the weather. But I guess it's D.C. It should be pretty good. Then the highlight of the 3 days The highlight of day three will be our friend, very good friend, and past guest, Donna Musel. She'll be in attendance to discuss her documentary, Bratz, Our Journey Home, as well as a discussion about her foundation, the Bratz Without Borders organization. And so it's going to be a good time. That's going to be in the afternoon. And there'll be the formal festivities will come to a close on Saturday evening with a banquet and dance, and that's going to be a lot of fun from what I read. I checked and double-checked everybody. I did. And I noticed that I am not on the attendance list as a presenter or a participant, so I won't be there. But, oh well, maybe next year. Seriously, though, if you're a Berlin brat or you raised a Berlin brat or two, I invite you to check out the links on the website and also... I'm talking about the BerlinBrigade.com, and we're going to link to the registry and itinerary information and also to the Berlin Brats website, and that's on our links page. So again, check it out. And lastly, again, I want to apologize again to Jerry Glass. And if it's not too late, I would like to reschedule the interview that I completely forgot about. And I promise I will not forget this time. Again, we got it out there. So, again, Jerry, the invitation's open. Just drop me a note, and like I said, I'll get you on here, and you'll be on the next podcast without a doubt. But I hope I covered everything, just in case, you know, you're tied up and schedule's busy. But I hope I covered everything, and I really want to make sure that everybody gets the word out. So, again, folks, if your kids attended the Berlin American High School and they're not part of the Berlin Brats organization and they want to reconnect with some old friends, old neighbors, old anybody, you know what? Send them over to that link. Tell them, hey, look, here, check this out. And it's a website for them. It really is. It's cool. And everybody's there. Well, not everybody, but, you know, a good number of people are there. Great stuff. And all the years are covered. So it doesn't matter when you were in Berlin. From the very beginning, from the first school that opened up, the first class that got served, to the last, to when we closed shop and we left, the last class, it's all there. Everybody's there, so go ahead and visit their website, the Berlin Bratz website, and that'll be on our links, and it'll be on the show notes, and I invite you to check it out. And again, my apologies to the Berlin Bratz Alumni Association, but we got the word out now, and there it is. And I'll mention it again in the upcoming episodes. Hey, here's a little bit of information that just got made known to me, and it's been out there for quite a while, quite a long while, but just made its way across my desk here at the BerlinBrigade.com World Headquarters, and I thought you should know, definitely. This deals with the United States Code, Title 36, Subtitle 1, Part A, Chapter 3, Subsection 301. And what it is in the code, it says to designate, and this deals with the Star Spangled Banner, or our national anthem. And during a rendition of the national anthem, this is the conduct during play. And this is subsection 301, paragraph B, conduct during playing. During the rendition of the national anthem, when the flag is displayed, A, individuals in uniform should give the military salute at the first note of the anthem and maintain that position until the last note. Folks, part B is the one we want to hear. And here it is. Members of the armed forces and veterans who are present but not in uniform may render the military salute in a manner provided for individuals in uniform. And C, all other persons present should face the flag, stand at attention with their right hand over their heart, and men not in uniform, if applicable, should remove their headdress with their right hand and hold it at the left shoulder, the hand being over the heart. And, two, when the flag is not displayed, all present should face towards the music and act in the same manner they would if the flag was displayed. Folks, this is U.S. law. This is U.S. code. Title 36, Subtitle 1, Part A, Chapter 3, Subsection 301. Again, members of the armed forces and veterans who are present but not in uniform may render the military salute in the manner provided for individuals in uniform. And I've seen this throughout the past couple of years, and I thought, well, that's kind of odd. Why are they doing it? Well, now we know. Those guys were in the know, and now you're in the know. Now you know you can render a hand salute. If you did not know that, now you can. And please act accordingly. Besides, it is federal code, or it is U.S. code. So, again, there you have it. We can render a salute at the plane of the rendition of the national anthem. Well, it's time to start wrapping up this episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. As always, I invite you to call and leave a voice message or audio comment on the BerlinBrigade.com hotline at 413-274-4233. That's 413-274-4233. Also, please, don't forget, you can always send in your comments, concerns, questions, reunion information, and, of course, podcast ideas to Dave at BerlinBrigade.com. That would be me, Dave at BerlinBrigade.com. And, hey, as of this recording, a mini micro reunion in Las Vegas is taking place by the members of the Berlin Red Legs Fraternal Association. Folks, this website and podcast has a deep and global veteran reach, and if you want to get your message to the right audience, this podcast and the BerlinBrigade.com is the perfect vehicle to communicate with your audience, especially if you're looking for people to go to reunions, you're looking for new members to your group, you're looking for old friends. You know, hey, if you think your reunion is too small, because don't think that way, because, you know, if one or two show up, no, it's not too small. It's a reunion, and it's veterans, and we get together, and we have a great time, whether it's two people, three people, or 200. So again, don't think of it, you know, just say, hey, look, we want to increase our numbers, we want to make sure that everybody knows that this organization is getting together again, we're firing up a reunion time, whatever. Drop me a note. It's real simple, and I'll mention it here, just like I mentioned the Berlin Bratz and what they're going on. You know, they just sent me a quick email saying, hey, this is what we got going on. And I let you guys know now. Now you all know. So again, it's just that simple. You got something going on? Drop me a note. Let me know. It's no problem. We'll do it. I invite you to stay up to date with the latest at BerlinBrigade.com by following us, well, on our homepage, BerlinBrigade.com, or follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/BerlinBrigade. Berlin Brigade is all one word. Also, you can do what over 1,500 of our fellow Berlin Brigade veterans, members, supporters, and fans have done, and that's join us on the BerlinBrigade.com group page on Facebook. And you can do that by following the links on the BerlinBrigade.com homepage. Also, be sure to check out the Facebook fan page, and that's a new tool that I'm experimenting with to help get more of the word out to everybody. So, you know what? Come on over and join all of our conversations. We're having a great time. Well, there we are. Now is the time when we have to say merci beaucoup, spasiba, thank you, and vielen Dank to all the website visitors and everyone. I do hope you enjoyed your visit to the BerlinBrigade.com website, Freedom's Virtual Outpost. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Again, we'll get another one out real soon. And as always, come back and visit the website. A lot of neat little changes, neat little things. Well, I think they're neat. We're going to be doing some neat stuff over the coming months and kind of taking it in a little slightly different direction, but it should be a lot of fun. Well, listen, everyone, that's it for the 39th edition of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. Thank you for spending this time with me, and I continue our never-ending quest for the key to that clock tower. I've been looking all over the place for that key. I've asked everybody I know, and they don't know. So listen, if you have it, or you know who does, come on, seriously, let me know. No questions asked. FYI, National Clock Tower Key Amnesty Month has been extended for another 30 days, so you got some time. Listen, until next time, danke, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss.
Sergeant Major, dismiss the brigade! The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a Dave Guerra production. Thank you.